Thank you for calling MFM Services. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Julia, and my son is a new patient, and we already had a visit because of him having an ear infection. I got some emails about his annual visit being due, but I don't think it's due until the end of the year. So I wondered if I can give you all the information and you can look up if I owe any money and if we can book an appointment for the end of the year.
Just allow me a minute. Could you please help me with your son's date of birth so I can just pull up your records?
Yes, it's a September 24, 2011.
Okay, just allow me a minute. You mean to say that September 24, 2011, am I correct?
Yes.
And Tristan, right?
Tristan, correct.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay, please go ahead with your concern once again.
Yes, so we changed to you just recently, and we are with Dr. Plosker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We like to be with him, Matthew Plosker. And my son had an ear infection unexpectedly, and your office was nice enough to take him in even though we were still in the transition of getting him over to you. My sons have not visited with Mr. Plosker yet, so I'm getting information that I should set up an appointment for his annual physical, which I think is not due until the end of the year. And I also want to check if I have to pay anything for his last visit.
Okay, for provider, I will advise you that I will transfer it into front desk as we are from billing department.
Yeah.
But I can state you that you have a pending balance. Just allow me a minute. Could you please just allow me a minute? I'm just opening the payment portal page.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. So you don't have any pending balance, so don't worry about that. I have checked.
Okay.
And just wanted to confirm that you mentioned that you are supervising under Matthew Plosker, right? You are taking
yes, Matthew Plosker
mm-hmm.
for my son. I have
mm-hmm.
two sons.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Liam and a Tristan, and then myself.
Okay.
We
okay.
are all the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just joined your practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined with him, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then my sons, I switched my sons from Garden Pediatric to your office.
Okay.
And I want to make sure everything is as it should be.
Yeah,
and you don't need anything from me at the time.
Everything is good, everything is set, but just could you please allow me another minute so I can just cross-check, and if you can help me with your date of birth also and your another son also, because I can see that only Tristan Worden is under Matthew Pulaskar, and the insurance is active, Blue Benefit Admits, is it BCBS. So
No problem. So who do you need next?
If yours and your son both, so I can just cross-check from...
Yes, of course. So my name is Julia, J-U-L-I-A.
So sorry.
My last...
Yeah. Could you please help me first date of birth? Because after date of birth, I get...
Date of birth, of course. It's December 11, 1978.
Okay. So, yeah, Julia, I got you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yes. You're also under Matthew Prosper and BCBS is active. And you mentioned one more son, right? Another son?
Yes. My son's birthday is November 18, 2008. And his name is Liam. Same last name.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute. November 18 or 8?
18.
18. 2008, right?
Correct.
Okay. Could you please confirm the full name of your son?
Yes. Yes. My son's name is Liam, L-I-A-M.
I got you.
Ayers. Worden.
Liam Worden. Yeah, Liam Worden is also under Matthew Pulaskar and BCBS is active. So you're all set.
Perfect. And I got emails requesting if I should set up an appointment with Dr. Pulaskar, but I don't think we are due until the end of the year, November or December. And I think I have to wait until then because of the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for that, just allow me a minute.
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding the line. So I can see here there is no appointment booked from our end. And,
yeah.
And if you just got a notification, I will advise you just ignore it. Or if you want to talk with your front desk, then I can transfer to your front desk.
You know what? I might just set up appointments with the front desk now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that way, I don't get more email updates saying I need to book something.
Mm-hmm. So, if you wanted to talk with front desk, then I can transfer it directly.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for your help.
Most welcome. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just be on hold. I'm just transferring this call to front desk. Okay?
Sounds wonderful. Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Middleton Family Medicine is now MFM Health. Same great care, new name. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you're calling from a doctor's office or hospital and need to speak to the clinical team, press 9. Want to save time? Visit mfmhealth.com to schedule appointments, refill prescriptions, request insurance referrals, and learn more about our move to 99 Conifer Hill Drive in Danvers. To reach our departments, please select from the following options. For primary care, press 1. For specialty care, press 2. To reach our triage nurses, you have reached the primary care department at MFM Health. Want to save time? Visit mfmhealth.com to schedule appointments, refill prescriptions, and request insurance referrals. To continue with your request over the phone, please select from the following options. To make or change an appointment with MFM Health Primary Care, press 1 or remain on the line. Middleton Family Medicine, we strive to be the practice of choice and provide convenient early morning and evening office hours. We are also open on the weekend.
Middleton Family Medicine, this is Joanne. How can I help you?
Yes, Joanne. My name is Julia. I'm a new patient of yours with Dr. Plosker. He was my PCP. He transferred over from family medicine in Manchester to you guys just recently, and I initiated that transfer for myself as well as my two sons, Liam and Tristan. I just confirmed that should be all set, and I get these emails now from your company or MFM Health that I need to schedule an appointment for my son, an annual physical. We usually don't do them until the end of the year, and I think I have to wait until then due to insurance reasons. Wondered if I can set up an appointment so your computer system has us in the system.
What is his date of birth?
Tristan's is September 24. 2011.
To Maple Street, Essex?
Yes, that's correct.
And the blue benefit?
Yes.
For the insurance?
That insurance, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm looking. His last physical was on December 12th, 2024. And that's because my birthday is December 11th. I wonder if we can schedule all three of us the same day.
When was his last one?
So date of last physical was 12/12/2024.
Is he in school during the day?
He is, yes.
Okay. Would you be able to do for him the 17th of December? At
yes.
3:30?
Let's see, December 17th. Oh, you're very kind for accommodating that. The 17th is a Wednesday. And could I schedule my other son at the same time?
I have to pull up the chat, but I looked out. There are slots right now.
Yeah. Okay, so 3:30.
Did you want to do 3:30?
You said that would be a possibility, right?
Yes. Once I get into your other child's chat after I do this one.
Yes. Yeah. 3:30 would work great.
Won't be at the same time.
No, that's fine.
Hold on one second.
And if it's a little later than December 12th, that's okay with... I always think of sports.
What do you mean?
They want health records. Yeah, the 17th
right.
is 5 days later
than
the 12th.
It has to be more than a year
since the last one. Got it.
Right,
okay, it
and
has
Dr.
to be
Plasker.
After the 12th. Yeah.
Right, so
that's
the 17th.
All right. The 17th at 3:30, yeah.
What's your other child's date of birth?
Yeah, it's November 18, 2008.
Good name?
Liam Ayers Verdon.
His insurance.
Yes, please. Do you need something from me for the insurance? The number?
I don't think so. They put
okay.
it in as Blue Cross.
Yeah, I have. Blue Benefit.
Right.
And the member ID number ends in 201. Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Who's the subscriber?
My husband, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. Same last name.
And his date of birth?
January 22nd, 1976.
And when was Liam's last physical?
The same date, December 12, 2024.
I can put Liam in at 4 o'clock.
Perfect. I'll put that in the calendar.
And what is your date of birth?
December 11th, 1978.
To fix your insurance as well.
You know what? I don't know when my last physical was. Let me look real quick. Mine might have been in January this year.
You said your husband's name is Tyler?
Yes, correct.
And what's his date of birth again?
January 22, 1976. Oh, I got an email from you, a text from you. Kristen, your appointment is confirmed. Yeah, it got confirmed. Thank you for those.
Did you want to schedule yours?
Yeah, I think mine...
For January?
I'm not home. I think mine was January because I'm not home right now, and obviously I don't get a immunization record kind of thing, so shall we book it for mid-January, or shall I wait? No, I'd rather book it so I don't get all these...
It's up to you.
I think I booked it first week in January. So if you could maybe book it for January 10th or around that time frame.
Okay. You're going to want to double check so you don't get billed.
Yeah, maybe that's better. I'll just call on a different day. You're right.
I can do Wednesday, January 14th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's a good time of day?
Let's see just what date that is.
Wednesday.
It's just, okay. Can I do a different day than Wednesday?
The only other day is Friday.
That's fine. Friday's fine.
The 16th?
Oh, I'm on vacation that day. Oh, fun. Where am I going? I don't even know. Yeah, I will be out of the country. Would the 9th, January 9th, be possible?
What's a good time of day?
Oh, you know what? Never mind. I do have an appointment. I have an appointment on Wednesday, January 7th. Maybe that was the old... Maybe that was you guys? I don't know, but I have Dr. Plosker physical on January 7th, 2026.
Yeah, we don't have an appointment here.
Okay.
It's not here.
But that tells me I can book it. That must have been with the old doctor, with the old office. So if you're all right, I can book anything after January 7th or after.
All right, it has to be after the 7th. It can be the 8th.
Okay.
It has to be 366
yeah.
days.
Yeah, understood. So anytime after the 7th, but I'm leaving, I'm on vacation.
Do you want the 9th?
On the 15th. Yes, please.
What's a good time of day?
I will accommodate you. The sooner the better. In the morning, but I
don't. You want 7:30?
Maybe a little later. Do you have
That's why I'm asking
8:30?
You.
Yeah.
I can do an 8:30.
Or 9. Perfect.
I'll do an 8:30.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. You're all set. Friday, January 9th at 8:30.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.